Look, some interesting talk at the moment about potentially opening up Boxing Day trading here in the Hunter, and to discuss some of the implications for that, not only for shoppers, but for indeed those that may be asked to work on Boxing Day, is David Bliss, Assistant Secretary from the SDA, the Shop Assistants Union. Good morning, David. I guess, firstly, what are the changes that are being put forward at the moment?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for your time. The proposed changes are the government has introduced legislation to make the two-year trial of Boxing Day trading permanent across New South Wales. So we've had 2 years of a trial, and the government on Tuesday introduced a bill into Parliament which would then entrench that practice statewide on an ongoing basis.
I guess, David, from the shop's point of view, from the store's point of view, that what a great chance to get some of that Christmas money in fresh off the bat out of Christmas Day and get the ball rolling towards the January sales. But what exactly is the opposition to Boxing Day trading?
Yeah, listen, you'd think that's the case, the way it's portrayed, but the reality is that what has occurred over the past 2 years is that under union surveys, we've seen 2 in every 5 workers who've either been harassed, coerced, or just rostered to work, which is against the law. Workers were promised it would be absolutely voluntary and shops would not open unless people freely elected to work. And we think it's an endemic situation where 2 in every 5 workers turns around and says, listen, I didn't want to work, but in the end, the boss made me do it. So that's the first issue. The second issue, which obviously I think is something to, you know, which we need to have a good look at, is that we've lost another day, which is community time, time for family and friends. And in return, we've had absolutely no economic benefit. The government's own review admits that when it looked at, obviously, retail trading over December in each of those years, there's not a single extra dollar which this has generated. All it does is spread the same amount of dollars across more days. So it ruins people's lives to spend time with their family and friends, and doesn't generate any extra income for the state or the retailers. I guess the other part of it is that 41%, only 41% of retailers want it. That's the government statistics. That's not a union statistic. But only 41% of retailers actually are in support of the continuation of Boxing Day trade.
David, although we've got pretty much the rest of the year to go shopping and be in the stores, an argument that we hear quite often is that if the bricks and mortar shops aren't open, people will take that money online and spend it potentially in overseas stores, then they can get the goods delivered. Do you think that's much of an argument that holds up?
Well, I don't think anyone's going to worry about an extra day to get a cheap blender. Reality is if you're desperate for something on Boxing Day and you can't wait until the next day, it's either going to have to be an extraordinarily good deal in terms of price to get you doing it, and it's still not going to be delivered, you know, within a day or so. So I think we've got to be serious about the online threat. Yes, there is online competition, but does it actually change spending habits? Not by a single day.
David, did you mention that workers are feeling that they were coerced into doing it and working on the Boxing Day when they just didn't feel there was a choice? Are there any realistic protections and safeguards for workers to potentially knock back a Boxing Day shift?
Well, it's the problem with obviously a law which is either not enforced or doesn't reflect reality for workers. Young, casual, vulnerable workers in retail have very little bargaining power to turn around and say to the boss, listen, I don't want to work it. The reality for those people is that if you're casual and you refuse a shift, you know, you risk future shifts, and we get a lot of feedback about that. The other problem is that you might get a good rate of pay, you might get public holiday penalty rates, double time and a half for work in the day, but then you turn around, you lose shifts in January when they balance the budget and say, well, we overspend on the budget on Boxing Day, so therefore we're going to have to cut shifts. So what they give with one hand is taken away with the other.
So it is a bit of a dicey one, and I think I'll come back to your point to finish off, David, that only 40-odd percent of businesses are wanting this and the rest are quite happy to stay home. I think it's not a bad idea myself. Let's have a couple of days of rest and relaxation at home with the family and friends over Christmas. Sounds good to me.
Enjoy the cricket.
Double good for me. Thank you for spending your time with us this morning, David.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time.
From the SDA Union, that is David Bliss, the Assistant Secretary, talking about some of the implications for staff with Boxing Day trading here at 2NURFM.